The Chicago Blackhawks are going to have their first ever draft at the United Center. Fans are going to be coming out. They're going crazy. Adam Burrish.
We'll be out there. The Rokan Show Friday afternoon from 3 to 7. I'll plug that. The whole crew will be out there at the UC.
There we go. Adam Burrish of your Chicago Blackhawks joining us now. Of course, Adam, not on the ice, but very much involved with the team. Adam, thanks for jumping on 720 WGN.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So let's go back to when you got drafted yourself. It's, you know, the NHL draft, it's not like, I think they're trying to get that sort of NFL exposure to it. But back in the day, Adam, it wasn't quite like, you know, to that level for yourself. Like, did you feel like a huge amount of nervousness, or were you just like, oh, well, hopefully I will get picked, you know, coming out of Wisconsin, the whole thing?
Yeah, well, you know what? The draft is funny. For the good players, it is a big deal. For the bad players like me, it was not such a big deal. So, to be honest with you, I didn't even watch the draft. I had an idea. I think I knew it was going on that weekend, but I don't even know if I even knew the draft was going on, to be honest with you. And I was up fishing with some buddies, and, you know, when you're fishing, you're staying hydrated and having a few beverages also. And so I was driving home Sunday morning after fishing with my buddies, and my phone rang, and it was a number I didn't recognize. I answered it. Hey, Adam, this is Ron Anderson from the Chicago Blackhawks calling. Click. I hung up on him. Called back again. Hey, Adam, this is Ron Anderson from the Chicago Blackhawks calling. Click. I hang up on him again. And then finally, the third time, I answered, and he explained to me that the Chicago Blackhawks had drafted me, and congratulations. And I was kind of like, well, are you serious? Is this, you know, he's like, yeah. And I said, well, sorry for hanging up on you. And then went on from there. But that's my draft story. Is I had no idea what was going on, and I hung up twice on the scout that called me to tell me they drafted me.
Wait, hold on a second. Did you hang up on him on purpose? Like, you thought you were being pranked?
Yeah, I thought one of my buddies was joking with me, or a guy that I had played with the year before was, you know, being mean and telling me I got drafted and I didn't get drafted. And so I thought it was one of my buddies just kind of pulling my leg.
Ninth round, 282nd overall in the 2002 NHL draft, for those who don't remember the very moment that Adam Burrish hung up on the Blackhawks. Yeah.
Hey, it's all good. Burrish, you think about now when you look at just, you know, over the years and how things are changing at always. And you look at the salary cap, they say it's going to increase to $75 million next season, which is $2 million from last year. And you see how that definitely down the line could definitely help out the Blackhawks as they try to tinker with their bottom line.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing with the draft always is it's your future. It's the you're trying to find the next Patrick Kane or the next Jonathan Toews, and potentially you're trying to get a pick that you can build a franchise around in the first round, maybe, or a guy that can be an impact player, hopefully. And are there those players available this year? I don't know. I'm not up to speed exactly with all the players, but I do know that the Blackhawks and the organization and their hockey department side, business side, also everything is calculated that they do. They have a plan for everything they do. They don't shoot from the hip. Everything is done in a certain way, and there's people that are checks and balances. Everybody's got to be somewhat on the same page. And so I'm certain that with the 10 picks that they have this year, there's going to be some guys that we'll see playing for the Blackhawks real soon and make an impact.
Adam, before the draft begins on Friday, there's the expansion draft on Wednesday for the Las Vegas Knights. First of all, how cool is it? How much do you like having a professional team and the NHL, the first to do it, have a team in Las Vegas? And also, what are your thoughts on, there's been some reports that Van Riemsdyk and Kruger could be headed to them as a part of the expansion draft. How would that impact the Hawks for next season?
Yeah, well, I mean, you tell me, if you're 23 years old and you got a little bit of money in your pocket, would you like to go to Vegas 4 or 5 times a year? I think so. Sounds pretty good to me. I think it's going to be awesome. And I think for me, I think for me, hockey has always been a little bit behind the other sports as far as doing things outside the box, making it more pop culture, making it more fun, you know, applying to different demographics of people. So I think being the first professional sport in Vegas, the NHL kind of stepping outside of their comfort zone a little bit, I guess, I think it's going to be awesome. I think people are going to enjoy it. I think the fans there are going to go crazy. I know NHL teams. I've got buddies that have played in preseason games in Vegas the last few years, and they say the fans are incredible. The people are, it's sold out, it's loud, they're into it. They said it's incredible. So I think it's going to be great for hockey. And as far as if they give a couple Blackhawks like Van Riemsdyk or Kruger looks, I don't know. I think if you ask those guys, they've heard their names all year being mentioned as potential guys that could go to Vegas. And At the end of the day, it's always a money game too. I mean, everything's got to fit into within that $72 million. And if those are guys that are exposed, it's, you know, a lot of the reason is because you can only pay so many guys, and they're certainly good players. Also, they're both really good players. And so whether they stay in Chicago or they go to Vegas, one of the two teams is going to get a couple good players.
Adam, you talked about being exposed, man. The Preds, they exposed the Blackhawks, man. They made the Blackhawks look slow in that first round. It seems like this team definitely down as they move forward, they got to begin to start transitioning how they can get quicker and younger defensively, right?
Well, I mean, the game is all skating now. And, you know, I think that series, I think there's a lot of different things you can look at. And I think, you know, did they play great? No. Would they tell you they were a lot of guys but didn't play up to their probably potential? Yeah, I think that's probably the honest assessment. But I don't think that the Blackhawks are as far off because they lost in the first round as people want to say and people want to dissect it. And I think it can be overthought. I think they didn't play good. I think they probably took for granted the position they were in, and they didn't compete as hard as they wanted to. And when you don't compete and you don't battle, you look slow. You look behind the play. You're chasing it. You're not dictating anything. Now all of a sudden you're behind. It's hard to play in the playoffs from behind. I mean, it's momentum, and when you have momentum, it's fun. It feels easy. Everything goes right. When you lose it and you can't get it back and you're chasing it, well, and then you might look slow. You might look unsure, and I think that's as much a part of it as people saying, well, they got to get younger, faster guys. I mean, they do. Every team does, but they just need to – they'll be fine. It's a good team. It's a good core group of guys here, and I know for me, as a casual fan now, I'm not real worried about the Blackhawks team speed or skill, and they'll be just fine with what they have. But always, you have to add, you have to get younger, faster guys, because that's the way the league's going. And I'm certain the Blackhawks will do that, and they'll target a couple good, young, fast guys this year in the draft.
Adam Burrish, 4 years with the Blackhawks, was a Dallas Star, a San Jose Shark, played with the Wolves as well, a Wisconsin Badger. Adam, you were a very physical player. When you were on the ice in the NHL, particularly, I'm curious. You know, there's a lot of discussion now around concussions and the physical nature of what guys go through, both in football and some of that is coming out with hockey as well. Some of your teammates, former teammates like Daniel Carcillo, has been, you know, talked about it. And you, I don't know if you can relate what's going on with Brian Bickle at all to what happened on the ice. But I'm just curious for yourself. Like, do you wonder about the damage that you did playing the game?
You know, for me personally, I don't. I mean, I signed up to play hockey, and I knew that you might get hit in the head. You might get in fights. Every fight that I got into in hockey, I chose to be in. You know, no one ever made me do it. Nobody ever made me go out there and have to run into somebody. I wasn't good enough to score goals every game, and I wanted to play in the NHL, so I was going to have to fight and hit guys and bang around, and I loved every second of it. And I knew exactly what I was signing up for, and I know in my experiences, nobody ever – when I was hurt and I played injured and I played hurt and I had my bell rung, nobody ever made me go back out there. In fact, it was always the opposite. We're beating down the trainers, telling them to let us back out there. I'm ready to go. And these poor trainers got to listen to us loudmouths yell and scream at them and pretty much push them out of our way to get back to the ice. And so I wanted to be out there. I think the majority of the guys would probably tell you the same thing. And certainly, you know, guys that have had concussions and issues, it's an awful thing. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible thing. And I've got buddies that have issues with it. But my own personal opinion was I made the choice to do what I was doing, and I loved every second of it.
Have you filed your retirement papers yet? I mean, I saw a quote that you have to be a really good player to do that. And, you know, you mentioned the salary cap, which is $72 million. It actually went up today to $75 million. There's some extra room out there, Adam Burrish, and if you haven't filed the papers, you know, why not? Why rule anything out, right?
Well, heck, I'd play for a couple steak dinners and maybe a case of beer, and I'm good. That's all I need. I don't need to dig into the salary cap. But no, but to answer your first question, no, I haven't filed my retirement papers. I'm still sticking with that nobody cares if I retire or not. The good players can do the press conferences and all that. I'm done playing hockey, and I'm enjoying just being a fan now.
Yeah, so do you play anymore? Just a little pickup hockey, maybe a little beer league hockey action?
No, I don't. I've played since I've gotten done. I think I played three times. I played in two Blackhawks alumni charity events, the one at the Winter Classic this year, which was one of the most fun hockey experiences I've had, playing in St. Louis against the Blues alumni and getting to play against Wayne Gretzky and Brett Hull was a real treat for me. And then actually last night I played in the charity game again last night here in Madison with all the ex-Badgers that have played in the NHL. for one of our college roommates that actually is diagnosed with MS, same as Brian Bickle. And so we did a little fundraiser and a charity game for him. And so that was the third time, and I'm a little sore today from that.
It's a good sore, though.
It's a good sore.
I
scored a big goal, so yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
What's your role with the draft this week with the Hawks, Adam? You doing anything?
No, I'll be at the Fan Fest on Friday, doing a few things there with them, and then at night I'll be over at they got a great country music festival called Lake Shake going on. The Blackhawks have a tent set up there also, so I'm going to be around Lake Shake. Also, I'm a country music nut anyway, so I wouldn't miss that either. But so I'll be there Friday at that, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday I'll also be at Lake Shake and tapping my foot to some country music.
Who's your country guy?
I got a lot of them. I'm a Jason Aldean fan. I like his music. I like the old school stuff. I like Travis Tritt. I like Garth Brooks.
Okay.
Conway Twitty. I like it all. I'm a big country music fan. I like the country music kind of people.
Who sings that song? Truck Yeah, Get in My Truck, Have My Miller Lite. That song. You know what I'm talking about?
I know the song. I don't know who sings that one.
Yeah. Truck, yeah.
You like that one?
Little Thomas Rhett this weekend there, Burris. I might see you down there, man.
Let's go, buddy. Come on, I'll be there. You and I.
I had an ex-girlfriend who she always wanted to be putting on the country tunes, and so I had to get into it. Truck, yeah.
Yep. You should have got into it more, and she wouldn't have been your ex.
That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe so. Adam, appreciate the time, and it was a ton of fun watching you on the ice, man. People loved you when you were here. And are you dedicated to being sort of a TV guy going forward here? Because I know that you're filling in some.
I fill in when they ask, and I've really enjoyed the Blackhawks including me in things and being around the organization again, and how well they treat me, and they always treated my family great too. And so I've just enjoyed the last year just being involved whenever I can and whatever they ask for. It's just fun for me to be back around it again. Those were the best 4 years of my life playing hockey, and so I owe a lot to the fans and the Blackhawks, and so it's a treat for me to always be around.
Well, we appreciate you then, and we appreciate you now.
Thanks, Adam.
Jumping on today, and happy Dad's Day to the Burrish family as well.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Adam Burrish with us here on 720
Anybody that's
WGN.
Going out, by the way, to the NHL draft festivities?
Yeah.
Should be cool. They got this fan fest right outside the UC. It's 3 to 9 on Friday, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock in the parking lot C, just north of United Center. And have all sorts of activities for kids, et cetera. Yeah, it'll be fun.